figure out why things aren't happening. Okay, so now things should be happening the way they should be happening. It's weird. It's a weird, weird day. I'm gonna start over. Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl Lavoie Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
Have now tuned in to Ambitiously the podcast.
I just said a whole lot, and I just did a whole lot just to find out that I wasn't live. So please forgive me in advance. Some things just happened over here, which were weird. But anyway, let me do this real quick. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, to smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. Things are not in the order in which they normally go, but
we have now tuned in to Ambitiously the podcast. Yeah.
Right. AU Big Power. I'm about to bring Doc in because we've already wasted enough time. And then I'll talk about the things that I wanted to talk about in a second, but it's a lot going on right now. Like I said, y'all didn't hear me, but it's a lot going on. One, within my household, and two, my city. And I wear my city, you know, it's only one bomb, but I definitely wear my city on my back. And so it's just a lot going on, and some other things. We'll talk about it. We're not doing call-ins tonight, but you can drop a message. A comment, or you can ask me to drop the link, and I will, as long as you are on your best behavior. I got you. But let me bring in Doc real quick. We wasted enough time. Doc.
Cat. Somber day. I know. Thoughts to Baltimore and the situation that occurred.
And I wanted to say this before we get into our bag. It's weird because you see something every day. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I've seen this bridge every day. I've took rides on this bridge to go to different areas within my city and surrounding counties. So to wake up, never mind what was going on. My sister had to have emergency surgery last night. Well, this morning, but she went into the ER yesterday. She's fine. She's good. She's walking around. She's home. And if you don't know, I'm 13 years older than my sister. So it's kind of like, in essence, she's kind of like my child, even though she's my sister. Like, I'm very protective of her. And so that kind of, I didn't really sleep well last night, right? And then I still got up at 8. So I slept maybe a total of, I went to bed at 3:30 and I got up at 8. So, yeah, because that's my baby right there. I call her Mookie Cat. Nobody else on this planet call her Mookie. You call her Mookie, she gonna punch you in your face. I'm the only one that calls her Mookie. And she answers when I call her Mookie. I'm like, Mookie, yeah, what's up? You feel me? So for her to go through what she went through last night and, well, yesterday and today, it was a bit much. Even having to tell my daughter, what was going on with her aunt and trying to calm her down. Like, nah, she a champ. But in my mind, I was like, oh my God, please help. Like, take care of my baby. That's my first baby before I actually had a child. So I take that very personal. But then I woke up this morning. One, woke up on 1,000 trying to check on my sister, which I eventually did, and everything was cool. We got everything together. We got our minds together, and we are family. We do this. But then to actually get on social media and see a bridge that I've seen every day of my life completely gone, I ain't gonna lie, like, that kind of did something to me. Like, to look at the skyline now in my city and to see that that bridge is no longer there is mind-blowing to me. Families, they rescued a few people, but not everybody. So then there's that. People keep asking the question of when is the bridge gonna be, you know, put back together and repaired. And it's like, dude, we're worried about the people who may have lost their lives.
Yeah.
I get it. It's the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And that is allegedly the focal point of where Francis Scott Key was for the war. Well, it started in 1812, but when that happened, 1814, that is the key place of where they say he was on the ship. And that's where they say he was when he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. I can't confirm that. I wasn't here in 1814. I wasn't here. But it is a very significant point in our city. And again, I tell y'all all the time, this is a port city. Why that happened is because they were in transition of porting out of the city to deliver goods to somewhere else. It was a bit much. So I'm still going to be here though. Like, I'm still going to be but I just wanted to talk about those things. So my prayers to the families who are still, you know, missing their loved ones. That's important to say. And I'm dedicating this particular show to my city. I feel like we need it right now. Biden, you said you're going to give us money to fix the bridge. You better add extra money to employ the people that have to fix the bridge.
Yeah.
That's that. Because it's going to take a lot of money. And I don't know if we got it to fix it, but it's weird. We had a weird time. So all the things that just happened, Rock, what's up, honey? Rock. But when I say, you don't know, thank you, baby, for your prayers. You don't know what it feels like. Like, I could never, even though we were here for 9/11, all of us, the whole country, you don't really know until something really devastating hits your real area where you're literally affected by it.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. Today is weird. So we lost the last link because today is a weird day. It's okay. It's all right. Everything is cool. I have family members reaching out to me and my family, like, y'all okay? And it's like, dude, that happened at 1 o'clock in the morning. Why the hell would we be on a bridge at 1 o'clock in the morning? First of all, we are ladies.
We're ladies.
In the morning? Dude, at 1 o'clock in the morning, usually even after I did a show, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm in my bed. I'm in the cloud. I'm not outside at 1 o'clock in the morning. What do I look like? Shit, hell, my daughter can't even go outside after 10 o'clock.
Well, I offered your sister a speedy recovery in the thoughts of the situation in Baltimore that's going on. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing. If any good cloud about this is that it wasn't as catastrophic as it could have been. It could have been extremely worse, but luckily it was still worse, but just to a minimum level that is not as dramatic to as many people overall.
I'm glad that there weren't as many people traveling on that bridge at 1 o'clock in the morning, because we're gentlemen and ladies. We don't be outside like how y'all think we be outside. We don't. At a certain, plus we live in Baltimore, so at a certain point in time, and we should be in the house anyway, because that's the safest way to live. But it was extraordinary this morning. I couldn't believe it. And just to watch the footage, like, it's one thing to hear about it, like, oh, you know, the bridge, it collapsed or whatever, but to actually see the footage was like, whoa, what is happening? Yeah. So yeah, it was a lot going on. It says I'm on Twitch, it says I'm on YouTube. Rock came in here, so I know I'm on YouTube because that's where he tunes in from. But again, weird vibes today. I don't know what's happening, but we still here anyway. You can't knock us off. You can. Hey, we're still here anyway. But
today, you are on Twitch, just so you know.
Huh?
You are on Twitch.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we're everywhere we're supposed to be, because weird vibes today. Real, real weird vibes today. But welcome to the show if you are here anyway, and I appreciate you for being here. Baltimore, stand up, man. Baltimore, stand up. It happened, but we're going to work through this like we work through everything today. So, it's the tap in. We get in our tap-in bag, and we talk about the things that's coming out the bag. So let me mix this up real quick, get in this bag, because I don't want to be sad. Like, that was sad, but I don't want to be in it.
Rock, hit that like button. Cat would like that. Additional to the tacos, bro. Please.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesdays, and one of my favorite bridges is gone. Oh, sorry. My bad. That was one of my favorite bridges to travel. One is because it was one of the shortest ones. And we have another bridge. And that now, that was the bridge I would have thought would have went first before that bridge. Because it's one of the scariest and longest bridges in America. But that wasn't it. And y'all been here before. You might know what bridge I'm talking about. But
Chesapeake Bay, the Key
Highway Bridge, huh?
I thought you were talking about the Chesapeake Bay, where you go up and down in the tunnels and everything.
Oh, no, they're still good. The tunnels are still good. The problem is because, again, we are a big transport city. We are a port city. Now they have to reroute how they deliver stuff when it comes to that. No, it's another bridge. And that bridge usually takes you to, like, your ocean cities and, like, your Delawares and your Eastern Shores and things of that nature. And that bridge, by far, is the scariest bridge I have ever traveled on in the state of Maryland. It's a long, long bridge both ways. It's just scary. My mom used to have, like, sessions where she used to, like, you have to pray with her, and you know, like, I gotta drive on this bridge, pray with me. And so then we start praying, because she's had an accident where she on a bridge. She still suffers from PTSD from that. And then she used to have to, we used to go to Ocean City every year for her job. So she would drive there. Few times we found another route, but it was longer, and it was just like, oh, we gotta take the bridge, it's shorter, you feel me? But
yeah,
going across that bridge, we was praying. We was praying, we was whole hands like, all right, Father, do this one. So the Francis Scott Key Bridge was not one that we ever worried about, though. Like, it took us to shorter locations. Like, if you're not from Baltimore, then you wouldn't understand. But it took us to, like, Dundalk, which is like a suburb, a county, within Baltimore City. It lets you off on I-695, which is a weird highway anyway, beltway anyway, but you know what I mean? Like it served its purpose. So I know they're gonna, you know, bring it back because, like, again, that bridge served a lot of purpose. And fun fact, the bridge was built in March 1977. Not so fun fact, the bridge collapsed in March 2024.
Yeah.
Long time. We just celebrated the birthday of that bridge. So it's weird vibes right now. But the first one that I pulled out the bag
Hoffa.
It's a movie. Have you ever seen
Jimmy Hoffa, the Teamsters?
You know about the
Wait, was it the Teamsters?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know more about the story than I actually know the movie.
Okay. So the movie is based on that situation. It's like, I love true story type of movies. Like, I like history based type of movies. I'm big on those. Like, because it's like, even though Hollywood gonna put their spin on it as they usually do. But you get a kind of a glimpse of what it looked like. So with the movie, they gave you a glimpse into what was going on at that time, how he had mafia connections, how that all tied together. I will say they still haven't found his remains.
And isn't, like, the rumor his remains were buried under a stadium, a football stadium, like New York Giants Stadium or something like that? That's like the rumor.
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay. The Bears Stadium. Okay, yeah. So, I remember the more of the realistic story of about what happened, the forming of unions, the Teamsters, that it did have the mafia ties. That's kind of how they can enforce who crossed the picket line and kind of persuade businesses to give workers their fair wages and make sure that the working conditions were good. But as with anything in America, capitalism, it wants to take over and make sure that the person at the top kind of earns the most money and the people at the bottom don't get what they are probably rightfully deserving. And I remember it was just a bunch of stuff. And then somehow or another, he came up missing. I think I did see the movie in school a while ago, but I don't recall like all the details of it. But as I know with Kat, since this is a mafia connected movie or a mob connected movie, you probably know all the details.
And another fun fact about Baltimore, the mob was heavy here too. Well, we had different variations because we had the Italian mob, we had the Jewish mob, we had, and the black mob. We had some of everything here. So what I will say about the Hoffa movie, Jack was in it. Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
I always loved him in The Shining. He played Jimmy Hoffa. Was Pesci in it? Dang, I gotta remember, was Pesci in it? But then I think Joe Pesci was in it too. I can't remember. But what I will say is there is another movie on Netflix. It's still on there because it's a Netflix original. It's called The Irishman. Hoffa's story kind of ties into that one too. It's a long, long, tedious movie. But I will say, longest movie of my life. I watched it from the beginning to the end. And I'm not going to lie. And if I'm going to watch a movie tonight to go to bed, because I'm probably going to be asleep within 3 minutes of starting it, I'll probably put that movie on tonight. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying it's a long, long movie. But the Hoffa story intertwines with that story as well, because he's saying that he played a part in the Hoffa situation too. But I'm gonna run it down. I'm gonna break it down real quick because y'all know that's how I do. Jimmy Hoffa was a gentleman who worked his way up through the ranks within the Teamsters Union. If you don't know what the Teamsters Union, this is the reason why if you work a job like maybe an Amtrak or maybe a even casinos, they have unions. Any job that has a union, they played a part of y'all having a freaking union. And y'all getting the benefits that y'all deserve and all of that. But at said time when Jimmy Hoffa was working his way through the ranks, and then when he took over, the mob was very, very prevalent within the unions. So if you had an issue with how things were ran, you had to run it through them, and they had to run it through the mob, and if the mob didn't say it was okay, then it wasn't okay. I think that's a short synopsis. But he was heavily tied in with the mob, or mafia, however you want to term it. But he was heavily tied in with them. And so at one point he stopped cooperating. Well, the thing is, he went to prison. That was where it started. And when he went to prison, he also went to prison with one of his mob cohorts. They had issues in prison. And when they came out, they was like, he gotta go. Nobody knows where Hoffa is buried to this day. Nobody. But he did.
That's crazy.
No, like nobody. They still haven't found his remains. Nobody. His wife didn't know. His sons don't know. Like nobody knows where he is to this day. But here's the thing. It's almost like you would think it's a fake story or whatever, a fictional story. It's not. It's a real story. It's just Hollywood. You know, they glamorize things the way that they do, but it's a real story. Nobody knows where Hoffa is to this day. It's 2024. When they got rid of him,
what was more embellishment?
Yeah, but when he went missing, that was like, what, the 70s? Nobody knows where this man is to this day, but they say he did a lot for the workers' unions. And I believe that part. I just think that at some point in time, he got tired of playing ball. And it was like, you're not playing, but like any industry, though. You stop playing ball with us, then we start going hard on you.
Yeah, put you on the outside.
That's what happened.
Unfortunately, I did a quick check. I think the person is Danny DeVito.
It was Danny DeVito. It wasn't Pesci. It was Danny DeVito. You are correct.
So I looked. I didn't know it off the top of my head. I looked at the actor list real quick just to see what it was gonna say.
Yeah,
it was Danny DeVito.
It was one of them. Well, you know, they're too short.
Too short people.
Not that I got any beef with short guys, because I don't. But. Too short, guys. Okay. But it was Danny DeVito. You are correct. It was Danny DeVito. But his role wasn't, I mean, it was important, but I don't think it was, because the character that he played actually wound up taking his place in real life. Like the person that he played on the screen, Danny DeVito played on that screen, was a real person. And, he wound up taking Hoffa's place for the Teamsters Union. So it's a lot. Stop getting these mob movies twisted. They be real. It's just Hollywood got to sprinkle their magic on it. But the Jimmy Hoffa story is like,
they glittered us on it. But no, it is sad that if Jimmy Hoffa is his, if his remains still haven't been found, it's like, yeah, what did happen? The family should get closure. I wonder how the family feels if they watch the movie, or if they watch the movie. I wonder what their sentiments are about watching it. Like, do they think it was portrayed close enough to the real story and the good parts that he did? Or was it over embellished for the way they usually portray the mob or the mafia in movies? And the thing, the effects that he probably still did for the teachers, for unions and stuff, a lot of that is still affect feeling to this day. Just like, I mean, goes back to your 40-hour work week, the benefits that people get for working certain jobs, like you said, Amtrak or a factory worker or a warehouse worker. I mean, as much as that movie is a embellished story about a real person, some of those real things still take place in life. So that part is at least still good. I would feel and think that people would appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What I will say, like I said, Hollywood embellishes a little bit, but I will say that those stories are true. You feel me? And if you're big on mob, mafia type of stuff like I am, then you know that they're true. You just know what the embellishments are and what's real life. I don't think that they embellish too much on the Hoffa story. But, you know, at the same time, they got to make it look good. You feel me? So just like Casino, they changed some names, maybe changed a few things within there. But that was a real story. Goodfellas. Embellished a little bit, but that was a real story.
Like they say, when in the mafia and the mob is involved, sometimes they got to clear with them before they can put it on the big screen, too. So ain't no telling what they
look, was. They couldn't be Godfather unless they got it cleared with the mafia.
Yeah.
Godfather 1, 2, and 3. They had to get it cleared. They had to ask for permission.
Interesting things.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That popped out, but no, we still don't know where Hoffa is. And the other thing that I want to say is, like I said, they embellish a little bit, but not too much. not too much. All right, let's get back to the music, though. Yeah, and we don't know where he at. It's 2024. That happened in the 70s, and we still don't know where this man is.
That's crazy.
You know how they go back and they find remains of people many, many years later? Nobody has found his remains.
Yeah.
It's a cold case that will always be a cold case.
That's scary.
It is. 50-something years later, and we still don't know where this man is.
Yeah. I mean,
and we will probably never know.
Yeah, and I would want closure for his family. Or you would think that somebody that was involved with his disappearance, maybe on their deathbed, would give some closure to the situation. But if they die with their secrets too, then the world will never know. His family will never know.
Yeah. All right. Before we hop on, I need one. I gotta answer. Well, I gotta say some things, and then I gotta answer a question. So yes, ladies do need their tacos. I need my tacos. I don't know if I'm nobody. When he said Biden sold the Fed is going to pay for it. And we don't know who's going to pay for it. Baltimore got a lot of work it could use right now. The city anyway. I live in the suburbs now, but I grew up in the city. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of abandoned houses and shit like that could be worked on. I don't know if they're going to really fix anything, Rock. They say that because that's what politicians say. And it is election year. I'm just saying. And like, we are in the great debate with him and Trump. I don't know. All I'm saying is, if you're going to put money up for the bridge, you're going to have to put up extra money for the people who have to rebuild that bridge. As sad as this situation is, it might help up a little bit because it'll give more people jobs.
Yeah.
It's that destroy and rebuild theory.
Yeah. I mean, it'll boost money to the city for infrastructure, and those infrastructure replenishment and rebuilding is going to be an influx of people that can get access to work. I mean, there's going to be construction jobs, but then again, there's going to be people that need to manage the whole process of it, from the architects to engineers. Right. All that stuff.
So it creates jobs. So it's a sad situation. I'm sad because I've seen this bridge my whole life, but I don't know. Maybe it'll help my city a little bit. He said 301. That's one of our area codes. We also have 410, and then we have 667. We got a couple of area codes here, but yeah. My number starts with, and we also have 443. And it depends on what you pick at this point, because I don't think it's a area thing. If you're from Maryland, you got 443-301, you got 667, you got 410, you got 240, which would, I don't, DC is technically not, but 240 also resides in Virginia as well. I know, I got family there. So it depends on, it depends. But 301 is definitely one of the many area codes that we have for this little small ass state. I don't understand why we got so many area codes. It's a small ass fucking state.
You got all them people there. All them people there in that concentration area. Because that was when I was living up in that area, that was the first time I had to dial like all, what, seven number? I mean, all nine numbers. What is it? Nine? Seven?
You had to dial.
I had to dial a whole number. That was the first time in my life I ever had to do that.
Seven numbers plus the three, which would make it what? And then, oh, if you want to be slick, then you got to dial the one.
Yeah, that was the first time in my life I had to dial all 10 numbers to call somebody that basically lived like a street over.
Weirdness, the weirdness. So the next one we pulled out the bag is Dougie Fresh. Sorry.
6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. Dougie Fresh. You know what's weird? Dougie Fresh doesn't really rank high to me. He was just more of an entertainer to me. His beatboxing skills, his songs are classics. I grew up listening to Dougie Fresh by my parents, so they played Dougie Fresh. But the only thing that really stands out to me overall was the fact that he beatboxed in the 6 minutes. And who did he always, him and Slick Rick always linking up? Him and Slick Rick always linking up.
I love Dougie Fresh. I love him to death. You know why?
Why?
Because, well, this is one of them times where I'm gonna let y'all slide with the East Coast thing, right? Because all the Dope Boys was playing Dougie Fresh. You feel me? That was like a time. That was a time to be alive. You know what I mean? It was a time to be alive. They was coming out with the fresh cars and they had on a Dapper Dan, and you know what I mean? It was a time to be alive. And I was a little kid, but it was a time to be alive because I knew. And I remember how I tell y'all how I feel about God MC, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't love Dougie Fresh the way I love God MC. I will not ever. It was like a certain people I would never love on the level that I love my chip tooth, right?
Okay.
But I also recognize that, you know what I mean? Like with music is a fickle thing, but it's a great thing because you go through your genres and you go through your eras, and Dougie Fresh was definitely a part of my growing up. I ain't gonna play like, he was definitely an entertainer and he definitely beatbox like a motherfucker. And on the low for that time and that genre of hip hop, he was spitting. You feel me? He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was putting on a show. And all the beat boys and dope boys respected him. So in my mind, he's always gonna have that. And even now, today, niggas still beatboxing.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I mean, serious with it. He still put on a show. I mean, serious with it. And then, oh my gosh, you got.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Walking up the dance, the Dougie Fresh. Do my Dougie. Hit my Dougie. So.
And then I'm going to give you another. I'm going to go a step further. Remember when they came up with the dance? Well, in their minds, they came up with the dance to Dougie. I was mad. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not the Dougie.
Well, it was just their interpretation of what he did.
That wasn't the Dougie in my mind.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta let the youth have what the youth had, but in my mind I was like, well, and you gotta think this is when the dance freshly came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking like, oh, I had, you call me Screwface Cat, sir, that's not the Dougie.
Look, get all mad about it.
That
is so funny.
I took great offense to that. Like, that's not the Dougie.
You know what I think too? I think, like you say, your proximity to New York and stuff, I think that's why he probably had more of an influence in your eyes than he did in mine. I mean, I know the music, and I remember hearing the like house parties and, you know, backyard parties and family get-togethers. I remember hearing the songs, but it wasn't a visual thing to me the exact same way. Excuse me. But it wasn't a visual thing to me the exact same way. Because oddly enough, I would say, in more of my mind, the look and stuff you described, to me, the more visual, my representation was more Run DMC for that look. But I can understand it. Like, no, if the young D-boys and everybody had that look, that style, that dapper dance, they four-finger rings and change and Kangos and all that stuff, I can see how that would be the more impressionable one. He probably spent time in your area, too.
Yeah, that's like I said, this is going to be the one time that I let y'all get away with the bias thing. Because I'm like, yeah, like, real talk, like, all the dope boys, all the B-boys was outside. We got a club here that used to, well, we had a club, used to be called Odell's. What's the other joint we had? We had a few of them. And that's what you saw. Like, they was coming, they was fresh. You feel me? They was dapper. They was fly. And I remember my aunt going to the club. And you feel me? Like, I wasn't going to the club. I was a kid. But... I remember my aunt and my mother and them going to the club. My father, I hate that I'm about to put his I'm not going to give you all of his name, but part of his name is Dana. So then you had Cinderfella, Dana Dane, and they used to call him that. You know what I mean? It was a thing. It was a vibe. It was, again, a time to be freaking alive because they was on one. They was in these Baltimore City streets and they was on one, but they was fly wild doing it. And then you had the New York boys coming down here trying to do their thing and them going back. It was a lot. It was a lot, but it was a thing. So it was what it is. I do have to get to these love notes. Yeah. Oh, my bad. yeah. It was a vibe. And awesome. Even now to this day, when I hear any of them, Slick Rick, Dana Dane, freaking Dougie Fresh, I get pop. It's a dance party up in there. And this when we was dancing. It was a vibe. Yep. Listen.
Yeah, real dances. The Running Man. Yeah. Well, the Running Man is more new era. But the Cabbage Patch. What is the
popping
the
it out.
Roger Rabbit. The WAP.
Stop playing with it. And this was an era where I used to kill it on dance composition. I can't dance to save my life right now. I think it's because I got older.
Them knees. But back then. Them knees.
Back then, challenging me to a dance competition, I promise you, you wasn't going to beat me. And we was in the backyard making up routines.
Yes, those were the times. Dance with your cousins.
Period.
Or the older adults. Older adults tell you, come on, hey, show me that new dance. Show me that new dance the kids be doing. And you gotta do a whole.
Right. Yeah. I always was the one that fell victim to the do the dance. Do not want to dance.
That's hilarious.
No, I don't wanna. What's that? All right, fine.
with the kind of mad face, but you wasn't really mad. You were just mad because they want you to do it right now.
Right. Like, I don't wanna. You know, as a kid, I don't wanna. But they made you do it anyway. And don't let them have a little couple of drinks and it was over. Like, they not hearing what you saying that I don't want to do it. You just going to do it. Like, all right, fine. Yeah.
Just the dance and show me that routine. For real.
All right, let me call my cousins real quick because we gotta do it together. We put this together. You put this together.
Whole routine. You got a whole routine.
You know what I mean? Come on, y'all. You know what I mean? That's it's like y'all drunk. I don't want to dance right now. I just want to eat this fresh ass cake that was on the daggone table, and y'all want to make me dance. Well, you don't do it. You ain't get a cake. Oh, damn it. All right, fuck it. I'm doing it.
get some
dancing. Let me get my cake. And I was a cheap. I was cheap because I wanted the cake. I wanted the food. I'm still like that to this day. I want my food. So they tell me I couldn't get my food. It was like, all right, fine.
Nah, I was more fine. Let me go hang out away from everybody. I'm going to take me an extra couple of sodas, sneak me an extra couple of hot dogs and an extra couple of pieces of chicken.
And then I'm like, all right.
Yeah, because I knew they Yep, I knew they're gonna look for me. Hey, this that one song. Hey, what's that one? What's the dance y'all do to this song? And I'd be
what's
like,
the dance? What?
I just want to lay low and eat. I just want to lay low and eat.
I wasn't that smart back then. I should have just took my cake and ran, but nope. I was always the one. Oh, remember that one dance you showed me? Oh, God, damn! I just wanted my cake.
Yeah. Or because I learned my lesson, because normally I want to hang out with the adults, but they oh, you can't be around here because they go hang out with the kids. So I'm like, all right, cool. Right. But then I knew as soon as everybody's having a good old time and that one new song come on, that everybody's calling, hey, come here. And I'm like, man, y'all told me not to be around y'all. Now y'all want my entertainment.
Now y'all want me here. Didn't y'all say stay out of grown folks' business?
Yep.
Now y'all want me in grown folks' business. But I'm not gonna lie, it was a time to be alive. It was amazing. We went through some hard times. It was a lot of us too in one house. And then my aunt lived across the street and she had her two kids. So then they came across the street. So we was all, but it was fun. And it was a time to be freaking alive. And I loved it. These kids today will never know that we was outside. And I don't know how half of us are still alive to this day, because I grew up in Baltimore City. So we were playing on concrete, fire escapes. Don't let them pop that daggone fire hydrant. It's like, oh, we get ready to go home. It's about to be, we get ready to go get wet. Put on your clothes so you can go. We had penny candy. We was outside doing double dutch and skipping rope and playing with our friends, and got mad when our parents told us we couldn't go outside. That was like the end of the fuck. That was
your life was over.
I remember I used to get punished a lot, right?
Me too.
And so now I know why we rock with each other. Like how we, but I used to get punished a lot, right? And so my friends would come knock on the door. Can the boy come out? No, she punished. So then I'd be in the window like this, watching everybody play up and down the street, mad as shit. God damn, I gotta get my life together.
I would just go sit in my room and read a book.
No,
I would not want to stare at the other kids having fun.
No, I ain't had shit else to do. And again, you gotta remember when you're from a, you know what I mean, you didn't have all the resources. So what am I gonna do? I couldn't watch TV. I read all the books that I have. So now I read the books from the library, and the library was around the corner. So just, and then I'm just envious, like, look at them having so much fun, but I'm punished. So
look, cause you know what would make me mad? It would make me mad if they would do it right in front of my house. Like, if I'm on punishment, go do it in front of somebody else's house. Don't do it right in front of my window.
Why you not be right here? Like why you ain't going? And I felt like on the low, they was doing it on purpose.
Yes.
Like, we're going to play in front of her house because she can't come outside, but we can. Listen.
Yeah. that was the torture part. That's why I didn't sit in the window. I'm like, nope. If I can't be out there, I don't want y'all in front of my house. I'm going to sit with my back to the window and read a book. Or if I read out of books, I'm reading the back of shampoo bottles. I'm reading the back of Vaseline containers. I'm just reading anything and everything. Not even knowing what I'm reading.
You know what I used to think? Because I was stupid. I used to think that I would tug on my parents' heartstrings. Like, maybe if I look sad enough, they'll let me go.
Nah, look, I know that didn't work.
It never worked. But I you got to shoot your shot. You got to try. Let me sit in the window like. And they'd be like, get in the window. It never worked. But anyway, let's
I don't even want to see your face. So I'm like, that ain't gonna work. I can walk around with puppy dog eyes. I can poke my bottom lip out. It ain't happening. It ain't happening.
I am a child of two Geminis. They didn't give a fuck about my puppy dog face. They didn't give a fuck about nothing. I don't care if you pouting. Nigga, just sit there and watch them then. That's how they created it. So I just be sitting there like, maybe they feel some sympathy. Nope, they never did. I was punished up until the date I was supposed to be punished.
Yeah, you didn't get no mercy.
From beginning to the end. No mercy.
No mercy wasn't and
they, bad. They did not play that shit. So I'd be sitting in the window like, damn, they having a good ass time. And I'm
Oh, and you know what's funny too? It'll probably be the one time that you can't go out, the one time everybody can see out just a little bit later than normal. A little bit later than normal. Because you're like,
the times that I couldn't go out that I regretted the most was when I got in my preteen years, like, you know, 11, 12, and 13-ish. And they'd be having party house parties. And all the teenagers would be able to go, and I couldn't go.
Ooh.
And my cousin would come around the corner like, can she come with me to this house? And they'd be like, no, she punished. Then she come back and tell me about everything that happened. And then I'm really mad, like, are you serious? But I couldn't go.
That is too funny. That's growing up.
And I used to think that they would punish me because they knew the house party was coming. And they're like, nope, you ain't going on, ninja.
Oh, wait, you didn't think you did anything wrong? You thought they just randomly punish you?
Sometimes I'm like, I'm punished for nothing at this point because y'all don't want me to be a fast ass at this house party. You know I had some house parties.
Nah, I knew I would do something wrong. Sometimes, all my punishments was justifiable. I can't argue with that.
I'm a girl, so different.
Okay.
Oh, they having a house party at such and such house. I bet you this little motherfucker be punished because she ain't going. And so I'd be like, damn. And then my cousin come and tell me, this happened and this, that happened. And I'll be like, fuck. Everything.
I would think that if you knew the house party was coming, you'd be on your P's and Q's for that whole week. Look, dishes washed.
Again, sometimes I was in trouble for things that I didn't even know that I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then they would take it a step further because summers, they be like, you not staying here. Now, we talking about Baltimore City. You not staying here. Guess where your little ass going? North Carolina.
Oh.
And where I'm from in North Carolina, it ain't much to do.
Okay.
It's tough to babysit people's kids. They was smart. They was real smart.
Get you out the city then, yeah. That makes sense. But, yeah.
You ain't staying here this summer. You going to North Carolina. I used to be mad as shit. Like, fuck, I'm about to miss everything. but anyway, let's get to these love notes because we do have a final exam to get to as well.
Yes,
but they were smart. They was real smart. Like, nope.
Hey, nope, you out of here, Lord. Shout out to the parents, though. We wouldn't be here if they didn't raise us that way. So do respect to them.
I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. And I understand the environment in which we were living in it, and that's why they did the things that they did. But I ain't gonna lie, when I was back then, I was like, bitch, everything. I come back and everybody like, you missed this and this happened. And I'm mad as shit. Like, what the fuck do you mean? It was a whole house party and I missed that shit. And don't let my crush be in the building. I'm really mad now. And
oh, Lord.
I'm like, listen, it was real. But anyway, I want to show love to anybody who caught the shenanigans that I went through earlier and came back anyway and watched on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you so much for understanding and coming here and checking in anyway. It was a weird vibe, but we got it together. We got it together, Doc.
Yes, you pulled through.
I was like, fuck! And then let me hurry up, send him an email, because this is weird. But anyway, big shout out to y'all. Thank you for coming back through afterwards and checking anyway. It's weird. And I'm still mad about them house parties. Damn it.
Carry on.
It's okay. I turned out to be a well-rounded individual. It's okay. But I was mad about them house party. And I ain't become nobody baby mama too early. So maybe they saved me. Because I didn't have my daughter till 32. They knew what they was doing. Anyway, but we got to get to Lee's love notes. I'm watching you, sir. How did we come to the terms love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. We used to go back and forth for a little while. He said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. They, I seen your hands. They were not. They were not. It was a little thick, but not as thick as he is describing it right now. We went green, and then he and I came to a compromise that he wouldn't be a Brazilian man that's black, and I wouldn't be a Brazilian lady that's also black, although they're black, so I don't know. But and then we said we would call it love notes, and we've been calling it that ever since. So we got to get to the love notes. Doc, go do what you got to do real quick, because we got to get to this final exam, and I'm afraid. I'm very afraid. But let's get to these love notes. These people are the people that listen to me. I'll talk about that in a minute. Shout out to my top six. The United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Paris, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. Oh, man, you guys just make me so happy. Shout out to Russia. Thank you. Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you so much for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Oh, I love you, babies. Thank you so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania. Hi, honeys. Thank you for dropping in. Lithuania is new and it's cute. It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe. Thanks, Lithuania. I love y'all. The ship that actually crashed into my beloved bridge was from Singapore. And I'm gonna need y'all to not hold that against them, because the only person with my actual government name, well, the only, it's a couple of people, but they guess where they come from. Singapore. So shut up. Like, stop playing with them. Nah, we not gonna do Singapore like that. And they listen. Nah, we not doing them like that. But anyway. Yes. It's a vibe. This is love. Lithuania. I don't know. But hey, it's up. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. It's a vibe and I love it. So these people that I just named off, these people actually listen to me. They don't know what I look like, which is extraordinary because they keep coming back and listening. And I appreciate them so for doing so. So yeah, they download, they get into my shenanigans. Even when I'm talking about Diddy, because he did it. And that's that.
That guy.
And he left the kids. He said, fuck them kids. It's crazy. What about baby love? It's insane. It's insane. What about Delilah and the twins? What about the kids? He just said, fuck them kids and got out of here. I don't know. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. We are. Because I got some updates, and then we got some more court case to get into. So we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. But tonight, we are doing this final exam. The year is 1999. I don't even know why I be choosing these years. Because I feel like I'm setting myself up. But it is what it is.
No, this I'm is still a, I, I picked I picked a little decent one this time. So you are probably going to have to do some mental acrobatics, gymnastics to remember this. But I tried to make it kind of even keel.
I'm going to have to do some soul searching, Doc.
Not really. It matters how deep in the game you was at the time for the hip hop vibe and everything.
Hey, you big pearl. I don't know. I'm always afraid of these final exams, even though I prevail a lot.
Yeah.
I'm afraid anyway. I'm afraid.
You can impress me if you get this one. And I can even give you a little hint to where you can get rid of that 0.5 too. So you ready for number one?
Because I'm mad at that 0.5, but whatever. Let's... yes, I'm ready for number one. Not like the 0.5. It's like a blemish on my beautiful record. It's
extra points. You have an extra half a point, but number one is on the way.
Okay. I don't know. It's a blemish in my eyes. I don't care what y'all say. All right, released an album in 1999, known for his rapping style that is characterized by complex lyrics and intricate delivery. What are you doing to me? Intricate delivery?
Yeah.
So you're gonna be spicy.
I said you got to do some mental gymnastics abilities. And the first one is kind of like, hey, it was the year you gave. So what album do you remember that year?
I said I was scared. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I'm gonna go with I Need a Number Two because I definitely. Okay. What? No, I need my number two. No way. His next album, External Affairs, is to be released this year in 2000. What the fuck? Ah. And it is a play off his original album. Oh, wait a minute, Doc. What are you doing to me? Maybe if I read it in big words. Because I'm blind.
Bigger letters. You get the librarian glasses.
No, are they somewhere in here? I don't know. I'll be losing them every other day. I don't know. His next album, External Affairs, is to be. Who's releasing the album this year? Original album title. Well, I think it would be. Nope, need another one. Came out in 19, and they released the album in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped the album this year.
Yep. All right, that's number three. Crazy to
me because go ahead, put number three out. But that's crazy to me because you should. That's a whole nother era. Okay. Has chronic asthma. Oh my gosh, what are you doing, sir, to yourself? And you're a rapper, and you got chronic asthma. Which has influences rappers. This condition may have contributed to his unique delivery, as he has to take. Okay, who takes breaths? Oh my god, I gotta take a breath myself. I gotta keep breathing so I can kind of.
Yes, woo side out. Don't overreact.
I know how asthma feel. I had it. And my sister had it too. Oh my gosh.
Since we're at the halfway point, do you have anything, anybody even in your realm of thought right now? Anything going on? You live left, right, up, down, somebody, nobody, three people, four people.
No, because it's asthma. Who the fuck? Somebody's asthma. No, I don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I keep. How I feel. Oh my gosh. No, I need my number four. Oh, I ain't got this one. I might lose tonight.
Number four.
I might lose tonight, y'all. I might. I'm still the champ, though, but I'm at
least. Yeah, you still the champ.
I might lose tonight. Okay. He was a member of the hip-hop group Organized Confusion. Oh, my gosh. I'm losing. I'm losing tonight. Oh, my gosh. Really? Oh,
yeah. This gets to the super easy one.
Oh, I like how... Yeah. Okay. Let me read this. It was a member of I don't know. I need number five.
And you know they get easier as
we get. I believe I'm going all the way to number five tonight. This is crazy.
Okay. And if there's anybody watching the audience, by all means, y'all can chip in if y'all think y'all know. But here is clue number
five. This is a hard one. I'm scared to look at number five because I know how you've been trying to get me. And all that stuff. His biggest hit, Simon Says, was controversial because it included, oh my gosh, Doc!
What's up?
You might have gotten me tonight. His biggest hit, Simon Says, 1999. I mean, the song wasn't released, but he.
Oh, are you serious?
I don't think I got it.
Final answer.
I don't think I got it. Wait, his biggest hit, Simon Says, was controversial because it included samples. I gotta think about samples. I'm big on samples. Can I get a tiny hit?
No, because I like the way I wrote these questions.
I don't want no hit anyway because I feel some kind of way if I got to ask for a hint. I feel like I'm not the champion if I got to ask for a hint.
Yeah, I think I wrote this one out. This one was nicely balanced, I think. So I don't have any hints. No. I just have the 0.5 for you. If you were able to guess who the person was, then I was going to ask the question of, did you know something about something? And then you could have got the 0.5 to even your score out.
I don't think I'm going to balance it out. I don't even think I'm going to get this answer.
I just need to know if your final answer is that you don't know.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
This sounds so familiar, but I don't got it. Oh my gosh, I don't have it. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's my final answer. I don't have it because I don't have it tonight.
Your final answer is it might be
some slot going on around here. I don't have it tonight. I don't know. And then I'm going to be mad because you're going to say it. And then I'm going to be like, how the fuck?
Yeah. So you ready?
Super Saiyan on y'all real quick, but go ahead.
Here you go. Ahead.
Oh! See what I'm saying? I told y'all this was going to happen. He dropping an album this year for real?
Yes. The flip is his very first solo album released in 1999 was called Internal Affairs. He's dropping another album this year called.
I mouthed that. I was like, all right, it's a playoff of, and I'm like, so it's External Affairs. And
yeah. So I'll still give you a chance to earn your 0.5 to clean your thing up.
I want my 0.5. I'm mad about this one, but go ahead.
Okay. So his hit song, Simon Says, it was not clear because it had a certain sample. Do you remember what that sample is?
No, because I didn't even know I couldn't even remember who the fuck did all of that. No. No. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. No.
All right, so you can't get the 0.5 either?
No, I'm just stuck where I'm at tonight.
All right, so the Simon Says song, it had the sample of Godzilla. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies, rub on your titties. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, what? This just made it way more insane.
You could have got your 0.5 if you would have.
Let me put my keyboard down.
Boy, that is funny. That was a good one, and I like that one. I think I did it nice and balanced.
All right, Doc got a point tonight.
Oh, yes.
Because I didn't get this one. I remember. Score. Oh, my God. And it was hard. It was hard as hell. Man, all right. You know what? You win some, you lose some. I lost tonight. I'm still the champ, though.
Hey, current score right now. Here you go.
But I lost this one. Damn it. That was a hard time.
I got a point after a while.
That was a hard time. That was dope for the time that it came. That shit was dope. All right. I lost the night, y'all, but it's okay. It's okay. Doc got 7, but I got 16.5. So I'm still a champ. Our former co-host got 5, which is still debatable. And then the one audience member, she got her 1. And I liked it because it was a girl, too. Girl. But it is what it is. But yeah, I lost tonight. I'm so sad. I'm getting you on my pouty lip.
Aw.
I'm so sad. Still the
I thought that was a really good one, though. I like that one. I thought that was a good one.
Too I'm much like, no, going on me right now. I can't be. I'm cloudy. I don't know. But that was my jam, too. I love that song. It was hard. Remember, you can always join the conversation. If you like, drop a comment. Tonight, we wasn't taking calls anyway. Hey, we won't be probably taking calls for a few days because I had to change the number because he had some weird stuff going on. And I didn't like it. And so I changed the number. So I'll let y'all know what the new number is as soon as possible, when it's possible. But you can ask me to drop the link and I will. I might if you're on your best behavior. I'm not doing it if y'all acting a fool. Like, I can't. We can't. We just don't subscribe to that kind of behavior. Like, cut it out. If you would like to contact us for any reason whatsoever, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Know that if I play a video on this channel, I have permission to play it. I don't just go pick up random videos. I got permission. Speaking of that, I would like to do a thorough Thursday this week. I'm going to see how that plays out, though. I'll let y'all know about them all night. Because I got a new video from Authentic John Doe. And I might have another one from Mr. Don't Be Yo himself, Lenny Walker. I might got one from him too, a new one. So we're gonna see what we got jumping off. And I might got something from Bob too, but I'll let y'all know about that. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We do, and we appreciate you for it. We love y'all for it. Thank you. Join our coffee community so we can talk shit without having to wait until the final hour to talk about it, and I can cuss. That's really the biggest part of that part. I can just say whatever the fuck I want to say over there. Nobody's going to do anything about it. I'm waiting for that day. Please allow me to go off like I want to go off. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And if you're trying to figure out how to get to our coffee community, then you go on the website because it's there. It's embedded. I made sure of that myself personally. Yeah, go there. It's scrolling. Big shout out to our DJ. We already know he working. He told me something very extraordinary, which is even though while he going through his moving situation and all of that shit, what he not going to do is leave me hanging. I respect that because I ain't going to leave him hanging either. Shout out to my DJ. Go DJ because that's my DJ. go DJ. But that was love. And I was like, you know what? I knew we believed in each other. I knew. So yeah, big shout out to him. He's still unpacking all his DJ equipment. It's a lot, trust me. I will show y'all a picture or a video. It's a lot, but he getting it together. And meanwhile, he's still sending us mixes. So what y'all gotta say? Nothing. Let us know how you feel about these mixes, because he would like to know, and I would like to know. We would like to know, and that's just what it is. If you would like to donate to this show, $LURLUCIDITY, lore lucidity, to lure them in, lore, a word that you're familiar with, a lore, lucid, another word that you might be familiar with, which is lucidity, so lure lucidity, $LURLUCIDITY, lure lucidity. And if you need to know, I don't feel like I should have to explain this. That is actually our marketing company, but it is what it is. Let's see what we got in the comments. We are worldwide. Best party is a house around the block.
That cat can't go to, because she on punishment.
I was punished a lot, but they was popping. I got to a couple of them, and they was popping. Sorry. My parents didn't catch all of them. They just caught a few of them. Type flight, catch the vibe. Don't hide it. Don't wave. Don't hide. Hit that Dougie. I don't like that teach him how to Dougie. Nigga, Dougie Fresh was smooth. He was,
So don't hide it.
Stop playing with Dougie. And that was not the Dougie, but whatever. I digress. Nobody's ever going to tell me that it's the Dougie. Man, that this is so fun. This actually turned. I ain't gonna lie, I was a little bit discombobulated through all the craziness that's been happening.
Yeah,
but I mean, this was fun. I had a good time tonight. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Rock. Even though I get my tacos. Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it. I ain't get no tacos tonight. I feel some kind of way about it. But anyway, want my tacos, sir. But anyway, man, y'all great. All right, so it's a few things that I have to say, because we do have to get out of here. We ran a little bit over tonight. I don't really care, because we was going to be here regardless. And we had some technical difficulties. Mind your business, except for on Media Mondays. I'm definitely telling everybody's business to tap in. I told business today. I kind of sort of did, but I didn't. I told my business how I was punished all the time, so I guess I did tell somebody's business. Yeah. And on Wednesday, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, because not only are we getting back into this court case, but we also getting into the side tea, the Diddy being on the run and saying fuck them kids, his mule getting arrested. it's a lot to unpack with this situation. It's a lot, and we're going to unpack it tomorrow night at 9:30 on Wet and Wire Wednesday. Doc said we should call it the Wire Tech, but we not snitching. We're just telling what you already allowed us to tell.
I want to throw something in real quick. So with all
wait,
the new
I can't
stuff,
hear you. Hit your mic.
Oh, I'm not muted, am I?
Because I don't know why I can't hear you.
I haven't touched me. Can you hear me?
I don't know. I don't got you muted. I don't know what's happening. It's weird. I don't know. But I can't hear you. But tomorrow night, for sure, we definitely coming through. Maybe I can. Let me see. Maybe if Kara mute the guests, because somebody chose to mute themselves. Yeah, I don't have you muted. So I don't know. It says that you have yourself muted.
No, I'm touching you now.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird vibes right now. Okay, let me see something. You might now. I don't got you muted. It don't say that you muted now. I just don't know why I can't hear. But anyway, just listen to the love I'm about to give you anyway. But tomorrow night, we are definitely getting into all of the shenanigans because Diddy don't make my life uneasy. He makes my life really, really easy because he keep doing stuff. Nah, fuck that. I could cuss now. He keep doing shit, so he want me to tell his business. Stop doing shit, and then I wouldn't have no business to tell. But other than that, mind your business. It's the safest way to live your life. It's just by minding your business. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Just all your weirdness. I gotta talk about it. Love your babies. Do not leave your babies behind like Diddy left his. Don't be saying fuck them kids. Love them kids. It ain't their fault that you're a fucked up parent. But anyway, love them babies. Hug them babies. Encourage them babies. Tell them babies that they can be the GOAT. The greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. And it's your job, Diddy didn't get the memo, to let them know that shit. If they want to work for, no, I didn't put the fucking telescope together yet. I'm going to do it, though. Okay? I ain't even see it yet, but I knew it was there. Okay? We're going to work on it. We're waiting for the weather to break, and it's been weird weather around here in this part of the section of the United States. So it's been too cold, but we're going to put it together. But if they want to work for, I'm going to put this back here just because I'm about to bring these people up. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, freaking janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. And eventually me and my daughter are going to put this freaking telescope together. We got things going on. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over at NASCAR. I don't know. They drive really fucking fast. That's all we need to know. But the point is this. Tell them to be the greatest at whatever it is they decide that they want to do and encourage them. Have their backs. Be there. Support them. And remember to tell them that they are the GOAT. Now, it's a very important message that I'm about to bring to you because it's just that important. It's just stay in your lane because my lane ain't your lane. Our lanes don't sync. Like, my lane is my lane. Your lane is your lane. And you jump in my lane, you get her all day. Baby, you going to get her. You don't want her. She's not nice. I keep telling y'all that. I be trying to give pre-warnings, but don't nobody listen. So I guess you got to find out for yourself. But what happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who fuck needs that? You don't need that. You need her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. Or especially her. Hey, you big purr, bitch. Sorry. I was on my feelings. Hey, you big purr. Because if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy, happy girl. You want me to purr. You want me to meow. You don't want the roar. You don't want it. And I told y'all, who the fuck needs a collision? Nobody needs that. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane. Stop worrying about these bullshit ass battles. You can lose a battle and live to fight the war and win the war. You can't. If you focus on all the bullshit battles, you can't possibly win the war. It's just impossible. And Mobb Deep been telling y'all, and I'm going to say this again, leave Prodigy out, y'all old messiness, Drake, Future, Metro Boomin. I don't feel like Kendrick made him a part of this, but if you are part of that, you too, and freaking J. Cole, and I love y'all. Not so much Drake, but I love J. Cole, and I love Kendrick Lamar, but my point is leave Prodigy out of this shit. But Mobb Deep been telling y'all, because very intelligent young men of the time, that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from. They also said you can run, but you can't have five in these streets that we done took. Y'all know what they said, but the point is, don't worry about the bullshit battles. Worry about the war. Be who you are. Be uniquely you. Be who the fuck you are meant to be and nobody else. Oh, and my mother-in-law popped in the building. Hey, girl. Hey. Shout out to Miss Rebecca Marcus. my mother-in-law, who's sons I'm not married to, but she my mother-in-law for life. I don't care what y'all say. But anyway, yeah, big shout out to her. But be who you are going to be. Be who you are meant to be. Don't try to be anybody else, because it's not going to work for you. And then you're going to be mad and pissed off that you were faking and not being who you're supposed to be. Hey, you big prayer. Hey, you big prayer. And although we can't hear my boo right now, and I feel some kind of way about it, because I always like to close our tap-ins off with hearing his voice and me being able to tell him that I appreciate him so much. And I thank you for being here. And you make what we're doing right now so freaking interesting and so amazing. So thank you, Doc. My bookie boo. My boo. I appreciate you so much. I'm still mad that we can't hear you right now, but it's all love. Yeah, and I appreciate you.
You.
Oh, big shout out to Rock. big shout out to Rock. I don't know where my tacos are, sir, but I appreciate you being here on a regular basis. You always come through and you always show love, and we appreciate you over here too, sir. Big shout out to Arkansas. Big shout out to Georgia. Let's go. Let's go. Man, I love y'all. Y'all mean a lot over here. I just need y'all to know that. I can't hear my boo, but you hear it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we about to get up out of here, y'all. I'm like, y'all be laughing when I say this, but I am a hip-hop hippie, and I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, yeah.